Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report.
Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, April 17, 2020. COVID-19 Iowa Unemployment Insurance Trust and Fund Contributions. Governor Kim Reynolds announced on March 16, 2020, that claims for unemployment benefits that are filed and identified as a direct or indirect result of COVID-19 will not be charged to employers, and fact-finding interviews for these claims will be waived and not held, although employers will be notified of claims received. The monies paid to employees filing for unemployment insurance benefits will be paid out of the Unemployment Insurance Trust Fund. The trust fund balance is included in determining the tax rate for employers. This means that the tax rates in the future may still be affected. The Iowa Department of Workforce Development, IWD, implemented updates to its leave policy on March 30, 2020, for filing unemployment insurance benefits following the March 27, 2020 enactment of the Federal Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act, H.R. 748. The IWD announced that employees who are or will be laid off or are unable to work for reasons relating to COVID-19 will no longer be required to use all paid leave prior to being eligible for unemployment insurance benefits. This change is not retroactive and claims are not backdated prior to the week of March 29, 2020. The policy requiring claimants to use all available paid leave prior to filing for unemployment benefits was intended to sustain the Iowa Unemployment Insurance Trust Fund, which is funded entirely by employers doing business in Iowa. This policy change takes into account that the CARES Act provides a significant source of additional funding for claimants. The CARES Act benefit programs also expanded the group of people eligible for unemployment benefits to include the self-employed, independent contractors, nonprofit employees, and gig economy workers, as well as workers who have exhausted their benefits. The governor and the IWD announced during the governor's April 9, 2020 press conference that once the Iowa Unemployment Insurance Fund reaches a balance of $950 million, employer accounts will be charged for COVID-19-related unemployment benefit payments. The balance in the trust fund as of April 9, 2020 was approximately $1.130 billion. Claimants received a total of $37.9 million in unemployment benefits for the week ending April 11, 2020. This includes approximately 46,000 initial claims and 129 continuing weekly claims. The expanded unemployment benefits under the Federal CARES Act will not come from the trust fund, and the experiential ratings on businesses will not be affected by the Federal CARES Act claims. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Ron Robinson, Senior Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-6256.